Chapter 40. I lament to be obliged to say, sir, apostrophe resumed Mr. Pecksniff, that it would be quite in keeping with your character if you did threaten me. You have deceived me. You have imposed upon a nature which you knew to be confiding and unsuspicious. You have obtained admission, sir, apostrophe said Mr. Pecksniff, rising, to this house, on perverted statements, and on false pretenses. Apostrophe, go on, apostrophe said Martin, with a scornful smile. I understand you now. What more? Apostrophe, apostrophe, thus much more, sir, apostrophe cried Mr. Pecksniff, trembling from head to foot, and trying to rub his hands, as though he were only cold. Thus much more, if you force me to publish your shame before a third party, which I was unwilling, and indisposed to do. This lowly roof, sir, must not be contaminated by the presence of one who has deceived, and cruelly deceived, an honorable, beloved, venerated, and venerable gentleman, and who wisely suppressed that deceit from me when he sought my protection and favor, knowing that, humble as I am an honest man, seeking to do my duty in this carnal universe, and setting my face against all vice and treachery. I weep for your depravity, sir, apostrophe said Mr. Pecksniff. I mourn over your corruption. I pity your voluntary withdrawal of yourself from the flowery paths of purity and peace. Apostrophe here he struck himself upon his breast, or moral garden, but I cannot have a leper and a serpent for an inmate. Go forth, apostrophe said Mr. Pecksniff, stretching out his hand. Go forth, young man. Like all who know you, I renounce you. Apostrophe, with what intention Martin made a stride forward at these words, it is impossible to say. It is enough to know that Tom Pinch caught him in his arms, and that, at the same moment, Mr. Pecksniff stepped back so hastily that he missed his footing, tumbled over a chair, and fell in a sitting posture on the ground, where he remained without an effort to get up again, with his head in a corner, perhaps considering it the safest place. Let me go, Pinch! Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Martin, shaking him away. Why do you hold me? Do you think a blow could make him a more abject creature than he is? Do you think that, if I spat upon him, I could degrade him to a lower level than his own? Look at him. Look at him, Pinch. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mr. Pinch involuntarily did so. Mr. Pecksniff sitting, as has been already mentioned, on the carpet, with his head in an acute angle of the wainscot, and all the damage and detriment of an uncomfortable journey about him, was not exactly a model of all that is prepossessing and dignified in man, certainly. Still he was Pecksniff. It was impossible to deprive him of that unique and paramount appeal to Tom. And he returned Tom's glance, as if he would have said, "I, Mr. Pinch, look at me. Here I am. You know what the poet says about an honest man, and an honest man is one of the few great works that can be seen for nothing. Look at me. Apostrophe, I tell you, apostrophe said Martin, that as he lies there, disgraced, bought, used, a cloth for dirty hands, a mat for dirty feet, a lying, fawning, servile hound, he is the very last and worst among the vermin of the world. And mark me, Pinch. The day will come he knows it, see it written on his face, while I speak. When even you will find him out, and will know him as I do, and as he knows I do. He renounce me. Cast your eyes on the renouncer, Pinch, and be the wiser for the recollection. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he pointed at him as he spoke, with unutterable contempt, and flinging his hat upon his head, walked from the room, and from the house. He went so rapidly, that he was already clear of the village, when he heard Tom Pinch calling breathlessly after him in the distance. Well, what now? Apostrophe, he said, when Tom came up. Dear, dear. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Tom, are you going? Apostrophe, going. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he echoed. Going. Apostrophe, I didn't so much mean that, as were you going now at once in this bad weather on foot without your clothes with no money? Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Tom. Yes, apostrophe, he answered sternly, I am. Apostrophe, and where? Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Tom. Oh, where will you go? Apostrophe, I don't know, apostrophe, he said. Yes, I do. I'll go to America. Apostrophe, no, no, apostrophe, cried Tom, in a kind of agony. Don't go there. Pray don't. Think better of it. Don't be so dreadfully regardless of yourself. Don't go to America. Apostrophe, my mind is made up, apostrophe, he said. Your friend was right. I'll go to America. God bless you, Pinch. Apostrophe, take this. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Tom, pressing a book upon him in great agitation. I must make haste back, and can't say anything I would. Heaven be with you. Look at the leaf I have turned down. Goodbye, goodbye. Apostrophe, the simple fellow wrung him by the hand, with tears stealing down his cheeks, and they parted hurriedly upon their separate ways. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.